and wait for me when you have no idea what's going to happen. We didn't discuss at all what we're going to learn. So why are you here? Okay, so the thing that I thought about that I'm going to do today, and then we can have a discussion. If anybody's willing to come talk to me about it, we can talk a bit during the week. I want to do something I haven't done this year for many years. I did it many years ago. I haven't done it every week. What I want to do is talk about a halachic topic that's found in the parsha, and if the short time, especially since I started late, it's my fault. It really was God's fault. A lot of things happened today that I couldn't have prevented. Anyway, so what I want to do is put a little bit of a halachic topic of the parsha. If I have any time, I want to discuss a certain you can call it whatever you want, about the parsha. And I think it's beneficial for you. First of all, when I talk about a mitzvah, it's going to give you some general knowledge that you haven't learned before. Maybe some of you have, some of you haven't. And the extra thing of saying something about the parsha in the world of Drush, Machshava, whatever you want to call it, has a lot of benefits for you, but one of them is you can say it at the table when you're invited for Shabbos to somebody's house, and you don't have to say who. If you think you like it, you can say it in your own name, and they'll, you know, it sounds good. Okay, so there are many rabbis who prefer you saying things in your own name than in their name, because when you say it in their name, I'm sure that I've said many things to Yeshiva that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and if he were here, he'd say, who? I once took a bechina. Rav Shechta used to mark the bechinas. When I was first in the shir, Rav Lichtzi marked the bechinas. Years later, Rav Shechta marked the bechinas. And one bechina I wrote, Harav Chidesh Kach Vekach. So he wrote on the paper, Eze Rav Chidesh Kach Vekach. Ani hayiti b'chol ha-shiurim v'lo shamati davar kaze. So, okay. In this week's parsha, the parsha is Noach. So last week's parsha was Bereishis. The same thing that seems to be a mitzvah appears in both parshas. The mitzvah namely of Puravu. The mitzvah Puravu was given, it seems, well, we'll have to think about it for a minute. Was given to Adam HaRishon. Because it says, Vayivarech Hasam Elokim Vayom Alem. Puravu Umilos Haaretz. Now you could interpret Vayivarech Hasam Elokim as a tzivui. You could interpret it as a bracha. But it could be that it was given as a tzivui. Vayivarech Hashem Elokim v'yom alehem pruervu. Pruervu, by the way, in grammar, is tzivui. Not tifru v'tirbu, ela pruervu. That's the tzivui form. So you could learn it's a bracha. You could learn it's a tzivui. In this week's parsha, Noach, so after the mabul, again, this mitzvah seems to be repeated. When it says that v'yom alekim l'noach l'banav, then he says pruervu. And again, it seems to be the same thing. Are women obligated in this mitzvah? Well, you know, some people begin to think, what do you mean women are obligated? If you don't have women, how are you going to have kids? That's true. But there are mitzvahs that you need somebody else to fulfill, but you are not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Can anybody think of an example besides what we're talking about? Well, Tzedakah is a little bit different, but we can talk about Tzedakah, but the better idea is what you said, Brichas Kohanim. So when you have a mitzvah like Brichas Kohanim, obviously it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. It's one of the mitzvahs, by the way, that the Rambam has in the list of the mitzvahs. In the end of the Sefer, the mitzvahs asay of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has 60 mitzvahs asay that are incumbent upon in normal life, and he also writes which ones women are exempt from. And this one he doesn't say women are exempt from, but it's the reason he didn't say that is because men are also exempt from it. Ram says Zichrei Kuhuna, I'm mechuyav in the mitzvah of Brichas Kohanim. Is there a mitzvah in me to hear the bracha? Do you go to shul to try to hear Brichas Kohanim? So you always say, why not? It's good to get a bracha, it certainly can't hurt. On the other end, is there a specific mitzvah to get this bracha? So most people think not. Most people think there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the Kohanim to give the bracha. The Yisrael is nice that he's there to get the bracha. It's good to get the bracha. But there's no chiyuv to get the bracha. However, it's known the Sefer Charedim. Does anybody know the Sefer Charedim? If you know, where do you know it from? No. Not the Sefer Charedim. This point of Sefer Charedim.
Because you know not to look at the Kohanim from it.
That's just a pure guess because you think they're Haredim. The Sefer Haredim is quoted in Mishnah Berurah. So although, you know, I don't expect you guys to be big experts in the Sefer Charedim, Mishnah Berurah could be a big expert. It's in the first page of the Mishnah Berurah. That's a little tricky, the first page of the second volume. In the first page of the second volume of the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Sefer Charedim that it's a mitzvah sasei l'hizbarech. So you could argue here also, women are also mechayiv in the mitzvah purvu. You could argue either, you could argue one of three things. Do you understand why there are three? You could say women are obligated in mitzvah purvu because they're obligated. You could say women are not obligated at all. You could say women are not obligated in the mitzvah per se, but since without men you can't have mitzvah purvu, so willy-nilly they're somewhat involved in this mitzvah. There are three possibilities. If I would give you another example, I would talk about the mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Torah says, by the way, you know, it's very hard. Ram thinks there's a mitzvah called Kiddushin. You know what's very difficult about it? What's the source in the Torah of the mitzvah of Kiddushin? Like, Purvu is pretty easy. About 10 Purvu, right? Where do you have a pasuk of mitzvah getting married? Ki Yikach Ishisha, but you realize right away, I see the smile on your face, that you say, well, that must be the pasuk, but... What? Usneya, that's also a mitzvah. Ki Yikach Ishisha is, you know, the Torah is telling a story. If this is what happens, then, therefore it ensues. But Rambam nevertheless learns, there's a mitzvah to say of Kiddushin, and it seems that women are not obligated. If you're going to learn ki yikach ish isha, the man takes a wife, like the man has a child, it's pruvu. So you could argue the mitzvah is given to men, but there's a gemara in Kedushin daf mem aleph that the gemara says mitzvah ba yasam b'shlucha, and that applies to women. Remember, I'm doing this very quickly because I feel guilty, but when daf mem aleph went out, the Gemara says it's better for you to do the engagement, the halachic engagement, that send a shaliach. If you go to your chasana and you remember what I said, so you don't have to show up for the first part. You can send a stooge, and he'll stand a shaliach, and he'll stand in for you, and he'll give the girl the ring, and if she accepts it, I can't believe it, but if she accepts it, you'd be halachically engaged. He would say, Hariyat Gudeshes, whoever you are, and that could work. So the Mishnah says, that's true, but it's Gemara explains it's better that you do it yourself. Why is it better? Why is it better for you to do it yourself? What? I can't hear you. Nobody thinks it's better to do it by themselves. Why do you think it's better to do it by yourself? What? What? No, why? You made a shaliach. What's wrong? What? You know, it's so interesting. Teach a class like this of men, here's that of women. And here's the women, why is it better to do yourself? The answer is much more romantic. What do you send a shaliach? That's the way you want to get engaged. You know, if I went to the chuppah and I gave her a ring at the wedding. The ring cost those days $25. That's a lot of money. $25 in 1920 when I got married. But if I come, instead of giving her a ring for $25, I've given her a $100 bill, she would have been very upset. Well, she got four times the value. Because it's not romantic. You have to give something that's romantic. Where do you think this minute came of giving a ring? It's a mitzvah to give kesef. Why you should have a kesef? So you have to show up. Why do you have to show up? So the girls will say because it's romantic. And yeshiva guys should say because it's a mitzvah. And when you do a mitzvah, you should do it yourself. Lechatchila, the phrase of the Gemara is mitzvah bo. It's better for you to be involved in a mitzvah. Why should you let somebody else do the mitzvah for you? You should do the mitzvah yourself. That shows that you love the mitzvah. So the Gemara says the same thing is true of the girl. She could send a shaliach. But it's better for her to do it herself because mitzvah bayas mishlucha. You understand the problem right away? No, mitzvah bayas mishlucha, I understand. What's mitzvah bayas mishlucha? So again, you have two possibilities, maybe three. One is it's a real mitzvah for her to get married. Secondly, no, it's not a real mitzvah, but it's like we said the other cases. Since it takes two to tango, and you have to help somebody else do the mitzvah, it's like you do the mitzvah. Third is, it's not a mitzvah at all. It's not a chiyuv. But nevertheless, when a girl does get married, she fulfills a mitzvah. You don't have to get married, but there is a mitzvah in getting married, right?
So you're saying it's a
chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. Right, so if you say like that, so then you say mitzvah v'yasa b'shlucha. So I'm doing the same thing with pruvu. In the Mishnah in Yevamis, I really think it's Daf Samach Beis. The guy in a minute will tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I think it's in Yevamis Daf Samach Beis. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah if women are chayiv and poor or vil. There's a sheet of the Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, if I'm not mistaken. One opinion is yes, because Adam and Chava were commanded by Yevarech Hashem Elokim by Yevamis poor or vil. So the other one says no, women are not chayiv and poor or vil. Why would you say women are not mechuyev? So now you can look up the Gemara because I'm going to paraphrase and do this quickly. But if you look in the pasuk in Noach, in Gracious, who was told puur vu? Adam v'chava. In Noach, who was told puur vu? Noach ubanav. So you see that the girls were not mechuyev. So you see that girls are not mechuyev in puur vu according to Noach. That's what it seems. There's another mitzvah besides Pur Avu. Pur Avu has finite limits. How many children do you have to have to have to fulfill the mitzvah of Pur Avu? It's Machlokas in the Gemara. There are a number of opinions. Beishamai, Beisilel. There is even two versions of what they hold. But one version is one boy, one girl. Then you fulfill the mitzvah of Pur Avu. Some people say two boys, two girls. There are different shitas in the Gemara. When I many years ago, when my daughter was born and my son was born, and I had a very good friend who had seven children, seven girls. So I told him, you see, I was the guy for who and you're not. So, you know, it's not up to you necessarily exactly how many boys and girls you have, but according to the Gemara, it seems that one boy and one girl is one opinion of Basilo. Maybe we pass in that way, you fulfill the mitzvah for who. But besides that mitzvah, there's a mitzvah called?
Sheves.
Sheves is a mitzvah Rabbanan, that it's not enough to have the biblical requirement of kids. The more the merrier. And they quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lo tov bara l'shevet yitzarah. The Torah was not world created just for nothing. It was created to populate the world, and the more you populate, the better off you are. Men have a chiyuv d'rabbanan kol shevet. What about women? Do they have a chiyuv d'rabbanan kol shevet? Anybody?
Yes.
Anybody who's learning this yeshiva at least more than a year? I'll tell you why, because it's typical bris. It's very simple. This is a mitzvah rabbanan, Sheves. So you can learn one of two ways. I'm not going to explain now, but I'll tell you the facts, but some people will be able to build on this. It's a new mitzvah rabbanan, or it's an extension of the Daraisa. If it's a new mitzvah rabbanan, then I don't know how Chacham made up. Maybe they said, yeah, don't tell brothers to sacrifice women. If it's an extension of the Daraisa, then you have to go back and look and see in the Daraisa. If women are part of from the women should be parted from Sheves because that's an extension of the Daraisa. There are two ways of making the Din Rabbanan. One, a new Din Rabbanan and an extension. This happens to be a machlokas if women are chayiv in the midst of Sheves, a machlokas between the Beis Shmuel and the Aruch HaShulchan, two achronim, who argued this question. Whether they didn't explain it the way I did. It's a simple argument, what I said, but it's a machlokas achronim if women are chayiv in the midst of Sheves.
Which
said which? I don't. I'm sure one said one and one said the other. Sure. So let's go back a little bit. Some of you might know, I'm just curious if some of you, how many of you know the Meshech Chachma about this that I'm going to quote in a minute? One? Two? Three? Four? Probably?
I'm saying I know several answers.
What's the question? You told me you know the answer. What's the question? Oh, why are women not chayiv and puur avu? So the Gemara says darko shalish lichbosh, vein darko shalisha lichbosh. The Gemara says that the mitzvah puur avu is connected to kivshua, conquer. And men conquer, women don't conquer. Women are passive, men are looked at as active, and therefore women are not mechuyev. What you just said, I'm not sure that's what you meant, but the Ar Sameach Meshech Chachma has this brilliant pshat. It's mamish brilliant, and for the people that didn't hear it, it's mamish a knockout pshat. What's the pshat? He says, really, Adam and Chava were commanded in the mitzvah of Pur Avu. That's true. When the mitzvah was repeated to Noach, so the mitzvah that was repeated to Noach was not given to women. Women are now no longer exempt. So why is that true? Women are now exempt. They were no longer chayiv. Why is that true? So the Meshech Chachma explains, because there is no mitzvah in the Torah that's really physically difficult to fulfill. Says the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to fulfill in his mind is fasting on Yom Kippur. And that's why the Torah told you to eat Erev Yom Kippur. I spoke about this in my house with a few fellows before Yom Kippur. But that's the way he learned. that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to make the fast easier, because he said there's no difficult physical mitzvah, but he said the mitzvah of having children is extremely, extremely painful, not for the guy, but for the woman. It's very difficult. It's a very painful experience. And the Gemara says that women, mamish, talk not politely when they're having birth because they're so upset. If you've ever been anywhere near a maternity ward, when the first time my wife gave birth was in Chutzaret, so I was outside in the hallway, but with a closed door between me, and there were other women there. My wife was only, for sure, the only frum one there, probably the only Jewish one there. And I heard cursing. I tell you, you would think you were in the army. You know, it was really, really bad. But apparently it's very, very painful. So the Meshech Hachma says the Torah could not command you to have women to have children. That's his argument. Aye, but Adam and Chava were commanded. So it's this brilliant argument. Chava was created before the sin. Before the sin, having a child was the same as, I don't know, as whatever you do normally. Anything you do physically that's normal doesn't hurt. But the klala, the etz of shel divanim, the curse, that from now on women are going to have labor pain, that was given to Chava after the chait. So before the chait, a woman was mechayvim pruvu. Isn't that brilliant? Before the chait, she was commanded in pruvu. It's only after the chait that she was not commanded in pruvu. So that's what the halachic part that I wanted to explain. That women are mechuyev in pruvu is a big question. If they're mechuyev in Shabbos is a big question. And I tried to explain the svar of the Meshech Chachma. But now I'd like to say something that's... The truth is, the Meshech Chachma is also the word of Machshava. I want to say a little different. Why was the mitzvah really repeated? So according to the Meshech Chachma, the mitzvah was repeated because of halachic reasons. Originally, it was given to men and women. And later on, it was only given to men. That's the Meshech Chachma. If not for this Meshech Chachma, how will you interpret? Why was the mitzvah repeated?
Because last time they populated all the people were bad. Maybe we thought we shouldn't create any more bad people in the world.
So, I like what you said very much. The difference between the mitzvah Pur Vu in Gracious, the mitzvah Pur Vu in Noah, is not just repetition. It's a completely different world. Adam was created in a world of the Gan Eden. In a world of bliss, in a world where everything is wonderful. Why not have children? I enjoy this world. Everything's perfect about this world. Bring other people to this world. Adam then becomes a person, and then ultimately the tzibur. The world population becomes, how does it say in the parsha? The world becomes destroyed. The world is destroyed. Listen to the words. The world is destroyed. The world is filled with chamas. What's chamas? When I was a senior in high school, my Rebbe explained to me that you want to know a community that learns a lot and a community that doesn't learn a lot. The people who are really old timers and know Rav Lichtenstein for many years, you look and see his 4-volume shas. How many has he gone through all the years? You know, you learn, you use it so much that it comes, falls apart, and eventually have to get a new one. In most houses, what's farm really fall away? Fall apart? Sidurim, chumashim, machzorim, that's the only stuff that's used. So when I was in school, in high school, Rabbi Tendler was my Rebbe in high school, the old man Rabbi Tendler, the father of the one you heard of. So he said, "Vatimalaretz chamas." That was the tragedy of that generation. The world means what you put in Sheamus was chamas, chumashim, matzarim, and sedurim. Instead of, so I never understood. I thought it was cute, but what did he expect? That he should have a ketzalus, a Reb Chaim. I didn't understand what he wanted. But vatimalaretz chamas means the world stunk. Let's be honest. The world was filled with terrible things. Why have children? Now in today's world, you're young, so you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. I was born just before the end of the Second World War. After the situation, many people, especially a lot of people, why should we have children? What's the point of this? Is a rotten, stinky world. If there are people that can do what they did and the world is so bad, why have children? And that was a real argument that people had. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, yes, it's a terrible world. It's not the world that I created. It's not the perfect world. It's not the ideal world. But nevertheless, you should realize that there's a mitzvah of pur avot. What I just said now about the difference between before creation and after creation is a yesod when you learn parshanut and chumash. When you learn chumash, sometimes you have to see where something was written, where something was repeated, to see the nuances of the difference between them. I'll give you another example. I know it's late, but I'm just going to give you another example. We were in the parshas of Truma and Tetzaveh, we're commanded to build a Mishkan, right? Vayakat Pekudei, they built the Mishkan. Kisisa is in the middle. Now, if you hold the Torah in order, in chronological order, who said the Torah is in chronological order?
The Ramban.
So this is the way it happened. Truma Tetzaveh, Kisisa, and then Vayakat Pekudei. Makes sense. In Vayakel, it said to keep Shabbos. To keep Shabbos. It said that before. To keep Shabbos. Why did it have to be repeated in Vayakel? Not only is it there. In Truma Tetzaveh, the mitzvah of building the Mishkan comes, and then they tell you, keep Shabbos. So we learn from here, build the Mishkan, but keep Shabbos. Don't build the Mishkan Shabbos. In Vayakel, it doesn't say it that way. It says, keep Shabbos, build the Mishkan. Shabbos came first. Why? What's the difference? The answer is very simple. This is too quick. Before the Chet HaEgel, God said, build the Mishkan. Let's have a Mishkan. Good, bad, or indifferent, not my discussion now. But it's good, bad, indifferent, build a Mishkan. But don't do it on Shabbos. Did he have any reason to think they do it on Shabbos? No. It's the halacha that you can't build on Shabbos. I believe in a yeshiva like this, I don't have to explain something that's halacha. I can tell you, that's the halacha, then you do it. It's not, optional. It's not, let's think, do we do this halacha, we don't do this halacha, we keep this and we don't keep that. It's what you have to do. But Bnei Israel messed up in Parshas Kisisa. What did they do? They built an egel. What did they show by that? What did they show? Especially if you learn the Parshas Egel, what did they show? That symbols are very important to them. Symbols are more important in certain respects than God's actual law. They needed to see the ego. I'm not going into the whole discussion, but that's a simple way of learning. So God was afraid. After we saw what Bnei Israel really think, they'll think the Mishkan's important. And they'll build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So first of all, I have to repeat not to build the Mishkan, but secondly, this time, not to build it on Shabbos. Secondly, I have to proceed, chever, keep Shabbos. I want you to build the Mishkan. But first, I have to emphasize to keep Shabbos. I came before talking about the Mishkan. So I just thought these are two types of examples where the placings of the parashios help you to understand the difference between the first part and the second part. To go back, the mitzvah of Pur Avu was given before the Chet HaEgel, before the Chet Adam HaKadma, Chet HaIsha, Chet HaNachash, and it was repeated afterwards in a world that unfortunately is not the same. Women have trouble giving birth today, and yet it's a mitzvah. Women don't have to do it, but it's a mitzvah. And secondly, for guys too, you might think, I don't want to have kids. It's a mitzvah, even in such a world as we live in, to try to have kids and bring a tikkun to the world.